you did in June.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Or contend with
worship God and Him being the only desire of our hearts, the exclusive place that He holds in our hearts.
As a deer pants for the water, so my soul.
He emphasized where we break to take a breath, that sometimes we stop in the middle of a sentence and it changes the meaning. And I'm always thinking of when we sing the Psalm 23 and thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. What is it?
Thou art with me and thy rod.
Yes. Yeah.
And
I want to laugh. Sometimes I want to laugh when I sing the song now, because he made the point that if you... You know, we all take a breath at a particular place, but it's in the middle of a sentence, so the sentences are split with other sentences.
Yeah.
So
that's why we should learn stagger breathing.
That's right.
Yeah. Or rock of my heart, you go rock of my heart.
Yeah. Number 145, sing the mighty power of God. I mean, if you guys want to jump in and read, you can read all of them, but you can jump in if y'all want to read.
You're good, John.
Mundo soy,
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the glowing seeds abroad and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He born the creatures with His word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how my wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground, I shed for gaze upon the sky. There's not
that's to be like there was not like. All right. Number 90. Do y'all know this one?
No.
All right. How many of y'all know this one?
All right.
Four of us. Cool. This one's a little trickier. It's in a minor key. But this is a great example of a song that uses music to emphasize the words. Because the song is about longing for the morning. You know, how long, O Lord, how long until the morning? And then when it says we will rise above them in the morning, it switches to a major tonality. And you'll hear the shift, and it ends on a major chord. It's really cool. Let's go through and see. I will say, when it gets to the chorus, go ahead and look ahead. Look at your part. The lyrics are there. It splits into different parts, saying the same thing, but there are some different rhythms there in the chorus. What we're going to do is we're going to sing through the first verse with just the melody and learn it that way, and then we'll go and break back into parts.
So we're going to start back over?
We'll sing just the first verse and the chorus once with just the melody, and then we'll...
And we'll pick up the second verse, break into parts?
No, we'll go back and sing the whole first verse part. Yeah, just end at the fine.
Just have your sheet.
Yeah. We'll sing just the first verse and the chorus and melody, and then we'll go back to the end of the first verse again with the melody part, or with the harmony part.
Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each anew beginning from the Maker's hand, while the storms may
breaking all the harmony parts. We'll try to take it at a slower pace so we can learn it. We may sing it through twice if we have time, but you know. focusing on the word, some really helpful thoughts about the morning coming and going to meet the Lord in the air, especially in the third verse. And just to note, once you get to the end of the chorus, the beginning of the second and third verses are there. If you know, and it says DC, that means go back to the start. So it's rise up to the battle, for the sky is unclear, and then when the trumpet sounds, the signal heaven saved. They didn't forget to add the lyrics. They're at the end. Alright. First verse, or all three verses, all the harmony parts.
Do, ti, la, do.
Consider the mornings of this mortal land, each a new beginning from the Maker's hand. While the storms may gather against the evening skies, the day breaks cloudless in the morning.
I'm going to go a little quicker, but it's about the tempo. Number 144, how many of y'all know this one? Glory Yet Untold. Right, almost none of us do. This hymn is great. This is dealing with looking forward to heaven. Each verse ends with the idea that we're never going to leave. That the glory yet untold is the glory that awaits us in heaven. So we'll go through, we'll sing the first verse with just the melody. And by the way, each verse builds. Sorry, each verse starts softly and builds to a crescendo at the end. First verse, just the melody.
No.
Whoa. Oh, hang on, sorry. It's the disadvantage of electronic pitch pipes.
Do so.
Beyond the stars and farther plains of all that nature holds, their glory raised with glory yet untold. And soon will come my glory day, when God will call my soul away forever in His arms to stay. The arms I never leave.
This is a little more straightforward, melodically, than the last one. But again, very helpful in building these thoughts of heaven to never leaving our Father's side. We'll sing all three verses for all that. The lyrics were written by S.J. Harden, I mean, back in like the 19th century. This is an old lyrics, but C.E. Couchman did a great job of making the music really fit the triumphal idea of this song. Again, this song compares three different triumphal entrances: the triumphal entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem on the way to Calvary, the triumphal entrance of Jesus into heaven after Calvary, and our triumphal entrance to heaven through Calvary. And it's really cool the way it's very well organized. The last night, to Calvary, at Calvary, and through Calvary. Each verse ending in this idea of the cross is the center of the triumphal. And if you're going to have glory, you have to go through the suffering to get there. So let's sing the first verse. How many of you are familiar with this song, first of all? Yeah, many of us. Some of us might be familiar. Cool. All right. Well, I'm excited. Yeah, dude. All right. We'll sing the first verse. And just note, if you look at the last line, the alto, tenor, and bass hold out King, Lamb, and Son. Again, each titles of Christ is very well organized. You know, the King is on the road to Calvary, and the Lamb has conquered death at Calvary, and the soprano has notes. Prophet King from Galilee is on the road. It's a Calvary. So we'll sing the soprano part the first time through, but when we come back, we'll split into those parts at that point. All right, first verse, melody only.
Do so. Hosanna, King of Christ.
All three verses. All the harmony parts.
Do so. Hosanna, King of Christ.
To bow down, the risen
If you look at like the King, our King, our Hosanna King, our Lord the King, our King returns, the trump resounds is in every verse, and then ground is in the second line, and then robe and crown is in every verse, and then bow down is in every verse, and then the King, Lamb, Son, like all right there, and then at Calvary, through Calvary, like good, good hymn writing.
Yeah, there's really no question what he was talking about here. Yeah. all the parallelism.
Yeah, dude.
Repetition.
So good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And music is...
Well, they've got some scripture references just before each of the verses start. Mm-hmm. I don't know who put them in, whether it was the editor or the author, but that's helpful too.
That's one of the things I find so ironic about Thomas's song, because the scripture reference at the very top of the page is the reference that says, you know, blessed are you believe because you've seen, but blessed are those who believe without seeing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen different scripture references on that one, so.
I think the one in this book actually might be that particular.
I think so.
It's just ironic.
Yeah.
So it's probably trying to say what you were saying.
It's just trying to complete the thought.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just put it in case it'll be okay.
That's right. Oh, man. Good stuff.
How about 12? Since no one's saying anything, they have some books.
Ooh, I don't know this one.
It's really good.
Dude, oh man, I want you to know. Guys, I want you to know, I have traveled the land far and wide, and never have I found pretty much such a good hymn supplement as y'all
have. Well, Tony Mock knew a guy in Texas.
Yeah.
We put it together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He essentially had some checklist, and he went down and said that one, that one, that one,
yeah,
that one. So it was a custom book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, it's missing a few that would be great.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot.
It's pretty good.
There are some nuggets in here that I have never found anywhere else. Like,
well,
yeah, like golden nuggets.
Number treasures. Two. Number two is amazing. I love that.
Chicken nuggets?
Matt, yeah. You know Matt?
Yeah. Yes, I stayed at his house a few summers ago.
Really?
And
I used to be in the paintball all the time. And then
he's my dad. I mean, just kidding.
I think a lot of this is going to be the Symphonia book that's coming out next year.
I cannot wait. It is but a foretaste. The Symphonia supplement.
You can't reference songs that we've sung already. I'm sorry, you got all of them.
I am sorry. All right, let's find this one.
I think most of us here know it.
Y'all know
it's really
it?
It's just you that doesn't.
Oh. I'll take it away, maestro. No, it's cool.
But a couple of little things. Obviously, we start out really forte, so loud. There is a breath mark, and then we're going to drop down to kind of mezzo piano.
Where's that?
You see the armada?
Yeah.
There's a breath mark right after that.
Gotcha.
That next part, we're going to kind of drop it down, and then in a little bit, we'll kind of cushion it.
Yeah.
Just follow. You'll be good.
Good deal.
It's pretty simple. All
right, are we doing melody, or y'all know it, so. Okay.
The Lord, the Lord.
haste now to worship Him, our mighty Lord.
Suggested we sing it, and none of us had ever sung it. Does anybody know 124?
I've seen it, but I don't know it. So how many of y'all know it by a show of hands?
Not well enough to lead it.
A few of us. I mean, I can try to read it. We may have actually sung it before. Just a couple of notes. Bass part has an offset. Entrance in the chorus on the second page there. Peace is not in the thunder, not in thunder. So just watch that if you come in. Do you want to go through and do this melody only, or go ahead and jump in? Okay, we'll try it. We'll sing it.
By the way, some prints of this song, I believe, have different words in the chorus on a couple of the lines. So if you run across the song in another place, it may have a little bit different words.
You actually have to read the words.
Yeah, have you sung different words?
Well, I mean, I think that we're saying it this summer.
I'll have to go look at my notes. We actually wrote it. I turned it at the top because I think she preferred the alternative to what copy we had. Because we just had a hand copy.
I like it so much.
Yeah, I think I have sung this once. At least, hopefully. Oh, here we go. If I'm wrong, correct me. Alright, and again, this thought of the Lord coming generally to meet us, and peace is not in these thunder in the mountains. It deals with the Lord displaying Himself in different ways, but the softness of God's presence is really His primary nature, even though He manifests Himself in great splendor and glory. It's in the soft presence that we find peace.
And so be.
softly, so softly, you come in the silence and gather each prayer in your hand. Gently, so gently, revealing your beauty, your glory you spread.
Playlist going here?
Well, I think I cut Caleb off earlier.
Oh, that's fine. What was yours?
I said 13, that's fine.
Okay, wait, well, we'll do. I heard 28 first, so 28, 13, 184. And then we may have to call it a night. I'm not saying that. Like,
Wait. Since we have a smaller group, I know, like, some people in, like, the bigger group don't really want to sing the one that we're trying to learn. I can't think of the name of it. Pour out my heart when the baby likes to leave. Like, if we could just try and just learn it a little bit better, then if we have this core group in the college class next time, it might be a little bit easier.
It's a printout.
Okay, cool.
And then we can learn chorus two.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah.
Okay. 28, 13, 184.
Sorry.
That's like saying this is my last point.
Glad you came. You careful. You're so welcome.
Number 28, high above the seraphim.
No, you're down to the end here. Good luck.
All right. Number 28, high above the seraphim.
Okay. Pentecost.